Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
My name is Ruth Ann Kwame. This Mexico mission trip was the first that I had ever gone on, and it was unlike anything I have ever experienced before. Some of the things I realized and felt while on the trip, I can't describe. But not a day has gone by after that trip that I didn't think about the amazing time that I had and the things I learned. Throughout the week, we all seemed to become one whole community. We spent a lot of time getting to know each other during laughter-filled car rides or simply mixing a wheelbarrow of cement together. And I got to know every single person on the trip in a new way, including my own brother. I believe that God was present in those conversations that built and strengthened relationships. Through the power of God, we all became the closest group of people I have ever been a part of. I have no idea how it happened, but on the last day of building the home, I was put in charge of holding the chicken wire and unrolling it while somebody came along and nailed it in behind me. Now, this may sound easy, but it was the higher layer of chicken wire, so it went above the first layer, therefore making me have to stand on a tiny little Home Depot bucket upside down on uneven ground. And may I mention that a roll of chicken wire is very heavy. So I was struggling for survival here, and if one of my feet moved an inch to the right or the left of the bucket, I would have plummeted straight down onto the ground, fallen off the hill, and been out for the day. By the way, one of the other churches had brought a drone with a camera attached to it, so me falling down the hill would have been part of their Mexico slideshow. Anyway, as we made our way around the perimeter of the house, the roll of chicken wire became lighter and lighter, making my job easier and easier. For a lot of people, the Mexico mission trip is not only a way to serve God, but to leave their full and heavy lives behind for a week. This trip took weight off my shoulders that I didn't even know was there. And as the chicken wire got lighter and lighter, it added to the walls, the nails, the baling wire, and the tar paper to help create a home. All of these different materials became easier to deal with when they joined together to create something greater than themselves. Multiple times on the trip, we sang the benediction song, which you will hear at the end of the service. When we sing this song, we wrap our arms around each other and sway together. Every time we sang it on the trip, we wouldn't exactly sway the same way, so we would kind of be going in an accordion motion. But the final night that we were together as a group, we swayed in sync together through the whole song. We also sang this song when we handed the owner the keys to her new home. The lady who would be living in it, whose name is Lydia, said something that I will never forget. She said that she loved every one of us who built her home, and we were all like family to her. What she said caught my attention. We are family. We're all children of God. We love our neighbors, even if it is a neighboring country. And I was comfortable with this concept before the trip, but the experience of actually meeting Lydia and connecting with each other made me feel like I made an impact. Throughout the week, we were learning to work with one another to build an amazing outcome, and this is where God was present. But when the week came to an end, we also built unity within the group. Because when you are with the same group of people for a whole week working to help God's children, by the end, you are all connected. And not only are you one with each other, you are one with God. Thank you.